time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We are at Fort Site Field now for the boys' competition between the Fort Laramie Redskins and the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians come off a tough loss last night to Marion Local. PD Judy had a chance to tie it at the last second. Didn't fall, or take the lead and win it at the last second. Didn't fall, so tough loss. And we're going to be coming back here and facing a pretty good Fort Laramie team, Chase. I mean, they were ranked number one and then got beat by Ann last week.
Yeah, Fort Laramie's a really good team. They've had a bunch of guys that have been there for a while. I mean, I remember playing against these guys when I was playing, so they're experienced and they're good. So
one of their actual Dylan Braun, 1,000-point scorer here.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's skilled. And
yeah, he's
lately I've seen his name under the stat scoring, and he's been putting up numbers. So Indians just got to put last night behind them and get some confidence going, play well tonight, hopefully pull off a victory.
Yep, but we'll be back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
And we're back here, Wayne Street Market pregame show. We got the starting lineups here for the Indians. Starting tonight, number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 5, Ryan Braun. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. And number 14, Cade Wendell.
And for Fort Laramie, number 11, Nick Brandewey. Number 23, Evan Burning. Number 32, Dylan Braun. Number 45, Austin Siegel. And number 50, Tyler Siegel.
Yep, and we didn't get a talk with the coach, but I bet coach had to just say, I mean, just come out here and play. I mean, come off a hard loss last night, and really the heart and hustle they put in last night in the second half, I mean, it was incredible. They just got to come out here and play their game and play their way, and hopefully they come out with a win.
Try to repeat the second half of last night, not the first half. So
yeah,
just come out, play hard, and try to pull off an upset against this team. I mean, it's a good chance to
good non-conference game.
Yeah, I mean,
on the tournament record,
make a statement. I mean, show you belong. So yeah.
So we're going to take one more break here. We'll be back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here, Wayne Street Market pregame show. Where's that green paper? Oh, it's right here. Never mind. Reasoner Energy Products, heating, cooling, any electrical, industrial parking, cold water, 419-678-4858. Train comfort specialist, Generac Power Pro dealer, ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Here's for Miracle Lanes, running late, can't decide what to make for supper, just don't feel like making supper, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Our quarter sponsors tonight. First quarter, Follow Mechanical. Second quarter, Wrangler Hardware. Third quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. And fourth quarter, Cal Pharmacy. And always, Hall Brothers Free Throw Line. Coming up here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Next week, Tuesday, girls will host Franklin Monroe. JV girls game will be only two quarters. Thursday, girls host Parkway. Boys will head to Parkway on Friday. Saturday, the boys and girls both travel to Mississinewa Valley. Girls start at 1 p.m. Boys at 6. Like I said right before the break, starting for the Indians tonight, number 2, Petey Judy, number 3, Derek Judy, number 5, Ryan Braun, number 12, Clay Schmitz, and number 14, Cade Wendell. So we are going to go into a decently long break here for the National Anthem. We'll be back here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Committee for the Pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys and girls home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking. And you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings, including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back to your fourth site. Fieldhouse. First quarter sponsor for Fowler Mechanical. Starting for the Indians again. Number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 5, Ryan Brown. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. And number 14, Cade Wendell. Coached by Mr. Mike Bayshore and assistant coach Scotland. Indians doing their regulars, holding up in the middle. Jace, you were never the main man for that. It was always Marty.
Marty?
Marty, yeah.
Really?
Your senior year was always Marty, wasn't it?
Yeah, usually it's a senior.
Yeah.
It was Tanner.
It was Tanner?
Was it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
Marty was the next year.
Yeah, probably.
So jump for the Indians will be Petey Judy. And for the Redskins, Siegel. Petey Judy goes up and gets it.
He actually doesn't look that much shorter.
No. Petey Judy has gave over Ryan Brown to corner Cade Wendell. Back up top two, Derek Judy. Derek Judy back to Petey. Petey's on fire.
Hit it.
Three up and no good. Yeah. Rebound by Derek Judy. Derek Judy brings it back out. We're here at Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Derek G will drive, dish out to Clay Schmitz. Clay will put up a shot up. And no good. Rebound by Siegel.
It's Clay's shot. Just couldn't get the ball. Burning brings it up against Cade Wendell. Burning crosses half court. Now gives it to Siegel. Back to Burning. Burning will drive right, but he traveled with it. He's in disbelief. There's nothing you can do about now, buddy. Back to the Indians.
Cade Wendell has it. Cade, right side. Has the ball still. Gives over to Petey Judy on the left side. Gives up top two, Derek Judy. Derek will give it over to Clay. To the corner, PDP. Fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by Dylan Brown.
Brown pushes it up. Now left side. Tries to get it to Austin Siegel. And out of his reach, it'll go out of bounds. And the ball will go to the Indians.
So he'll go But Rhyme Ron went bound at 2. Cade won those 7 minutes left here in the Fall Mechanical first quarter. 0-0 is our score. Cade Wendell has the ball on the right side. Gives over to Derek Jeudy up top to Ryan Braun over to Petey. Brian keeps it. Gives it to Clay. Clay will fire up a long two up. No good. Rebound by Dylan Braun.
Braun pushes up the right side of the floor. Guarded by Petey. Now up to Austin Siegel. Now back around the arc. Wait, I'm getting these mixed up. I just see a mullet automatically, but they all have mullets. It's number 11, Brandwee gets in the middle, now kicks it out to Burning. Burning on the right wing gets her screen, now up top to Tyler Siegel, over to Dylan Braun. Braun will drive middle, pull up from the elbow, and no good. Rebounded by Cade Wendell.
Cable go back the other way. Cable again to Clay Schmitz. Clay's going to turn around, dish it back out to Cade. Cade gives it to Ryan Braun. Shoot it. Is it back up top two? Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will give it back over to Ryan Braun. Ryan will go to the corner. Derek back up to Cade. Cade will drive left.
Yeah, that's fine.
Puts up a shot and good. 2-1 basket. Cade Wendell.
And ends off to a 2-0 lead.
Burning has the ball. He'll drive middle. Dumps off to Tyler Siegel. He'll put up a shot and get fouled.
That foul go on Clay Schmitz, I believe. Yep, that's his first.
He'll send Tyler Siegel to the line, shooting 2 free throws.
I was really impressed with Clay last night. Watching him. He was bullying Mesher around, too. He wasn't getting overpowered or anything.
He's getting a lot better throughout the season.
I agree.
Especially with the experience he's getting. He's going to be a big-time player for Coach Bayshore here in the future.
Derek Jeudy looked a lot better last night, too, I thought. So those two freshmen are looking good for the future.
Siegel's first one is no good. He gets his second one. That one's up and good. So 2-1, Indians lead.
Cade Wendell has the ball there in their zone press.
2-2-1.
Cade back to Cade. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will fire up to Clay Schmitz. Clay will give it back up to Brownie. Ryan.
Get in there.
Three up short. And he knew it.
Rebound.
Ryan Braun. 2-point basket. Ryan Braun.
Great job by Brownie. Burning pushes it up to Brandwee. Brandwee will drive baseline on Jeudy. Now turns, kicks out to Burning. Burning at the top of the key and swings it to Braun. Braun on the right wing. We'll get a ball screen from Siegel. Okay, he'll now pass it over to Austin Siegel. Now over to Burning. Burning will drive baseline. Puts up a shot and good. Could have been an and one even.
Cade Wendell has it. 4-3 or
score. What are you
eating?
You want me to take over?
First quarter. Ryan Braun has the ball. Gives it to Clay Schmitz in the corner. Clay thinks about three. He's out. Back out to Ryan. Ryan will fire up a three. Up. No good. Rebound by Siegel.
Indians are getting lucks. We just can't make anything. 4-3. Burning drives to right. Now kicks out to Braun. Braun down the right wing. Kicks back out to Burning. Burning swings it up top to Tyler Siegel. Now over to Brandwee. Brandwee holds it on the left wing. Now up top to Burning. Burning swings it over to Braun. Braun will get a ball screen and chooses not to use it. Up top to Austin Siegel. Now over to Burning. Burning will throw it back over to Tyler Siegel. Now over to Brandwee on the right wing. Now back up top to Austin Siegel. Fort Laramie just throwing it around. Inside to Tyler Siegel. He turns over his right shoulder. No good. Wanted a foul. Nothing there.
PG comes up with it. He will take it back. Cross half court. 4-3 or score. Indians up one. Petey will give it back to Clay Schmitz. Clay will make a move. Put an 8-footer up. No good.
Dang.
Just short.
Another shot can't fall.
Burning gives it to Braun. Now over to Brandwee in the corner. He skips it all the way over to Burning. Now hands off to Braun. Braun gets a ball screen. Steps back for three and good. He can shoot it.
Yep. Cade Wendell will get the ball. They're staying in there. Zone press. 6-4 score. Indians down 2 now. Petey Jeudy will give it up to Ryan to the corner. Clay. Back to Petey.
Hit a beat.
Volleyball.
I mean,
Petey will go up left-handed. Up. And good. 2-point basket. Petey Jeudy.
It's a good finish. Burning pushes it up to Brandwee. Brandwee no-look pass inside to Austin Siegel. Your reverse layup. And good. Makes their score 8-6. Indians trail by 2.
Noah Lawrence checking in on next set ball. Cade Wendell has the ball. Top of the key. Looking around. Gives it to Petey. Petey
drive.
Will drive. Right-handed. Euro step. Put up a shot. And will be fouled. Go to line shooting 2. Be a foul on Tyler Siegel, his first, team's first.
Peter go line shooting two.
And it looks like Grant Canapio will join Noah. First round for Petey, no good. Noah and Grant check in for Derek Judy and Clay Schmitz. Keeps their score 8-6. PG about to get his second. Whole lot of games coming up next week, both boys and girls. PG's second one is good. Makes our score 7-8 innings and one.
Burning brings it up for Fort Laramie. He gives it over to Brown on the right wing. Now back to Burning. Burning up top. Picks up his dribble. Still holding it on the top. Now gives it off to Brown. Brown inside to Tyler Siegel. No Leonard's on him. Siegel turns over his right shoulder. Nice left-hand hook and good. 10-7. Laramie leads.
Grant went about it to Cade Wendell. 10-7 our score. Indians down 3 here. The far mechanical first quarter. 2:22 left on the scoreboard. He's over to Grant Kanapke. Grant back up top to Cade. Went over to Ryan Brown. Brown looking in 2. No Leonard's not there. Gives it back over to Cade. Hey, Grant. Grant Kanapke back up top 2. Ryan Brown over to left side. Petey to the corner. Cade Wendell. And he's just passing around the top of the arcs so far. And this possession gives up top 2. Swing pass over to Ryan Brown. Over to PDG in the right corner. Up top to Grant. Grant will fire up.
Getting 3 up and no good. Rebound by Siegel.
Burning pushes it the other way to Brown. Brown on the right wing. Will drive on Grant. Puts it up for an easy layup.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, one will have the ball. Indians down 5 now. Cade Wendell, top of key. Look around, gives it over. Nope, we'll drive. To the left. Drive baseline. Throws it over to Petey in the corner. Up top to Grant. Over to Noah. Noah over to Braun.
Might as well fire it up, Noah.
Back to Grant Kanapke. Grant will get a screen by Ryan on the pick and roll. Ryan Braun has it. Makes a move left. Puts up a shot.
How is that not a foul?
Foul. And it'll go back to the Redskins.
That's awful. Ball up to 33. Rosengarten, that one's up no good. Rebounding Grant Kanapke.
Kanapke will take it back the other way. Gives over to Cade Wendell on the left side. Cade will get a screen by Noah Leonard. Doesn't choose to use it. Cade will drive base on and be a blocking foul on Dylan Braun. That'll be his first, team second of the half. So Cade Wendell inbound under his own basket. 12-7 score on the Fall Mechanical scoreboard. 52 seconds left here in the first.
Innings near basket.
Yep. Cade Wendell inbound it. Get it into Grant. Grant to Noah.
Nice. Wow. Great pass. Dunk it, Noah. Come on, big fella.
Assist to Grant Kanapke.
Burning drills up the right side on Wendell. Now drives middle all the way to the hoop. But while the foul should be on. Oh, are you kidding me? That was terrible. That was twice as late as Petey's last night. And they call this one an and one. So Burning will go to the line. Shooting one free throw.
Who's that foul on?
Cade. Burning puts it up and no good. Ball doesn't lie.
Oh, man.
What'd they call that on? A line violation?
I think on his point at Petey.
What the heck?
Yeah, but it was on Petey, so. They'll go back to line shooting another.
Indians trail by 5. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Burning's redo is up and good.
Makes their score 15-9. Indians down 6. Cade Wendell has the ball. 37 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cade over to Grant Kanapke in the right wing. He'll get a screen by Noah. Grant will give it over to him. Double dribble. And so we'll go back to the Redskins. Eight seconds left here in the first. It ends down at 6.
Austin Siegel triggers it in to Burning. Burning walks it up against Cade Wendell. 20 seconds left. I imagine Laramie would take it for one shot. Ball goes over to Rosengarten. He'll get trapped in the corner, fall to the ground, gets up. Should be a travel, but right to Noah Leonard.
Off the Petey, Judy, 12 seconds left here. Petey has the ball. Go
coach. Bayshore calling out the play. He has 4 seconds. He better get going. P's going to make a move. Step back. Puts up a shot. Up. No good. And now enter head quarter. Indians down 6 here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Welcome back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Wrangler Hardware, second quarter. Indians down 6. Burning dribbles it up. Hands off to Brando. He gets it stolen away. Grant Knapke comes up with it.
Grant will give it over to Ryan. Ryan will bring it up for the Indians. Ryan will give it over to Petey. Petey back over to Brownie on the left side to the corner, Cade Wendell. Cade back to Grant, over to Ryan. Ryan looking around, tries to get into Noah, back over the corner, Petey on a flare cut, up, no good, rebounded by.
Can't get anything to fall.
Siegel, or Burning.
Burning throws it up to 34, Mesher out to Braun. Braun fires it inside, off the hands of Austin Siegel. Ball goes to the Indians.
So, Ryan Braun went about it. Into Cade Wendell. Cade will cross half court, give it over to Grant Knapke. Grant will give it up to Petey. Petey will put up a shot, up no good. Rebounded by Siegel.
Foul on Ryan Braun. Be his first, team's third. So Austin Siegel triggered in for the Redskins. Gets it into Burning. Burning dribbles it up. Now over to Brandoey. Brandoey hands back off to Burning. Burning gives it to Tyler Siegel on the right wing. Now over to Braun. Braun gets it inside to Burning. Burning will drive baseline. Throws it out to Brandoey. Brandoey drives right side. Up and good.
Makes their score 17-9. Indians down 8. Petey G will take it back his way. He will get a screen by Clay. Back up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the left side. Derek Judy. Judy back up top to Clay Schmitz. Clay over to Cade. Cade double team. Tries to split it. Throw across court to Petey. Over to Derek Judy in the corner. Derek will fire up a 3 up. No good. Rebounded by. Nope. It'll be a foul on Ryan Braun. That'll be his.
It's Clay.
Was it Clay?
Yep. Braun wasn't even in the picture. It was a terrible call.
Yeah. Team's third half. Noah Lawrence checks back in for Clay Schmitz. Clay's had foul problems last two. Tonight and last night he had foul problems, so he'll take a seat.
Burning brings it up for Fort Laramie. Crosses Cade Wendell over. Now kicks it out to Rosengarten. That shot's up. No good. Rebound of Petey Judy.
Petey Judy will quickly take it back his way. Petey get into Noah Lawrence. Puts up a shot up short. Rebounded by the Redskins.
Burning the other way for Fort Laramie. He's guarded by Cade Wendell. Burning hands off to Braun. Braun thinks about a 3. Now kicks it out to Burning. Burning over to Brandley. No look pass inside to Siegel. He puts it up and good. Makes it 19-9. Indians trail by 10.
PDG has the ball on the right side. Gives up top to Cade Wendell. Cade will think about 3. Drives. Gives out to Ryan. Ryan will
Browning
up a 3. Up and
there
good. 3-point basket. Ryan Braun.
Burning has it. Now over to Rosengarten. Rosengarten. We'll skip it over to Brandwee. Now over to Burning in the corner. Inside. Knocked away by Noah Leonards. Cade Wendell dives on the floor. And timeout for Coach Bayshore. So we're going to take one with him. We'll be back right after this.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Indian down 7. 5:06 left here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Petey, Judy.
Indians finally got a shot to fall. Brownie, hopefully we can build off that. See a couple shots to drop.
Yep. Giving over to Kate Wendell. Back up top to Derek Judy. We'll get a screen by Petey. Back to Petey. Or Derek Judy. And now we have blocked.
Going back the other way. It tries to get it to Braun on the fast break, but that ball goes out of bounds. Back to the Indians.
So Ryan Braun will inbound it into Cade Wendell. Indians down 7 here in the second quarter. Jump ball.
Possession arrow goes to the Indians, so it'll stay here.
So Cade Wendell inbound it. Next time the Indians play will be next Friday at Parkway. Cade will get it in to Noah Leonards. Back up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan will hand it off to Cade. One will get a screen by him. Cade calling out play. Cade will find Ryan Braun post. Ryan's on fire. Back out to Derek. Judy. Judy will give it to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will drive middle. Put a 5-footer up. No good. Rebound by Ryan. Puts up another shot. No good. Rebounded by Siegel.
Ball up to Braun. Braun has it. Guarded by Petey Judy. When Petey's on him, he's shut him down so far.
Yeah.
Until he shoots that 3. Up. No good. Rebounded by Noah.
Noah will give it over to Cade. 3:55 left here in the second quarter. Cade Wendell gives up to Derek, over to Petey. Petey will fire up a 3.
Petey
block.
Is settling. I mean,
Ryan Braun gets the board. Cade Wendell has the ball. Grant Kanapke, I'm guessing, is going to come in for Pete on the next dead ball. Noah Leonards will put a 5-footer up. No good. Rebounded by
Petey's
got
to take the ball to the rack.
Yeah.
Good things happen when he's driving to the rim. Braun the other way. He'll put up a shot. We'll have a blocking call. Blocking foul on Noah Leonards as he tried to take a charge.
His first. Team's fifth.
Send Braun to the line, shooting 2 shots. Indians trail by 7, 19-12, 3.5 to go in the second quarter.
Braun's first one up. Good.
Grant Kanapke checks in, replacing Petey.
Indians down 8.
Get one more. His free throw's up and good.
Ryan Braun will inbound it. Cade Wendell sends the lead 2-9 for the Redskins. Cade Wendell has the ball top of the key. Gives over to Derek Judy to left side. Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will drive middle. Dish off to Cade. Cade will go left side. Can find Noah Leonards. Noah's going to make a move and we'll be travel.
Gosh dang it. Ball go over to Fort Laramie. Trevor Vaughn checking in for the Indians. He'll come in replacing Noah Leonards.
Come on, Trev. Noah Leonards really just the guy fell and didn't know where he was at. So
yeah,
he took a step.
Shuffled his feet.
Big
I'm
Trev.
Feeling Trevor dunk. Trevor's getting dunk one. I'm feeling it. Burning over to Rosengarten. He gets it inside to Austin Siegel. He'll power it up against Grant Kanapke. So just a bad matchup there. And Fort Laramie goes
up 11.
Up 11, yep.
Cade Wendell will give it to the corner. Grant Kanapke back up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will drive middle. Dish out to Cade Wendell for a long 3. Up, no good. Rebounded by Siegel.
Burning the other way, pushes up to Braun. Braun on the left wing, guarded by Grant Konapke. Braun skips it to Rosengarten. He's on the right wing, now up top to Burning. 2.5 left in the second quarter. Rosengarten over to Mesher. Mesher on the top, back to Rosengarten. Coach yelling out of play. Rosengarten back to Burning. Burning up top. Will drive right on Cade Wendell. Now up top to Rosengarten. Swings it to Braun. Braun on the left wing. Finds inside Siegel. Blocked by Trevor Vaughn. What a swat.
Derek in Jeudy comes up with it. Gives over to Grant.
Grant for three. Up and good. And there'll be a foul. And we'll go back to the Indians. So,
yes, sir. That's the Trevor Vaughn right there. Momentum.
Yep. Trevor Vaughn with a big block.
So after we hit a three, we'll have a foul off the ball.
Indians, who's that foul on?
Not sure. Cade Wendell to Traeger in under his own basket.
Foul is on number 33, Rosengarten. His first team's
struggling to get in.
Wow. Grant Konapke comes up with it over to Petey. Petey in the Rhyme, make a move. And we'll be fouled. Go line, shoot two. So, big turnaround for the Indians there. Brownie will go line, shoot two. Eli Rosengarten will pick up the foul. His second, team's fourth. Ryan at the line. So far, he has 5 points. Puts the first one up. No good. Ryan Braun so far, 0 for 3 at the line tonight. All in the second quarter. All Brothers free throw line. Ryan Braun will put up the second. Up and good. Makes your score 23-16. Indians down.
Burning brings it the other way against Cade Wendell. Now over to Brandley. Brandley drills across the arc. Now hands off to Braun. Braun fumbles it, gets it back.
Ooh.
Now over to Burning. Burning will cross over, drive left on Cade. And charge. Called charge against Burning. Cade wasn't lined up, but he took it off the body and fell down, so good effort by Cade there trying to
That'll
take
be
charge.
His first team's fifth.
The Indians get a bucket here. Just chip away. Chip away in this lead.
So, Gavin Baller out there doing some house clean. And Brian Brown will inbound it to Cade Wendell. Indians down 7. Cade will give it to Ryan Braun. Hit Petey.
Gosh,
over to Trev. Back to Cade. Cade will hand it out to Konapke and throw it out of bounds.
Gosh dang it. Trevor had a wide open layup. He just dropped it.
So we'll go back to the Redskins.
Burning the other way for Fort Laramie. Drives right around Cade Wendell and dumps it off to Tyler Siegel. He puts it up and good. Can't allow that penetration for an easy dump off, and Siegel high position just puts it up.
Indians down 9. Grant Konapke has on the right side. Gives up top 2. Ryan Braun back to Grant.
Shoot it, Grant.
Grant will get a screen by Ryan. Give it over to Brownie. Up to Cade. Cade will throw it over to Petey. Petey will Grant Konapke.
Konapke
keeps shooting. 3.
He can't get out of his slump if he doesn't shoot.
Yep.
Just keep shooting. Ball over to Brandway at the top. He hands off to Burning. Burning at the top. Drives on Cade Wendell. Now up to Brandway. Brandway spins. Drives middle. That's a travel. Come on. Come on. Don't tell me they're going to call a foul. Come on. That's terrible.
Bobby Grant's first. Team 6.5.
Brandway at the line. His first one's up and good. Brandway will get one more. Shots up and good. So Laramie extends their lead 27-19. 30 seconds left.
Grant Konapke has it. Gives it to Cade. 30 seconds left here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Grant Konapke over to Petey to left side. Bronny. Ryan, Coach Bayshore yelling out one shot.
15 seconds left. Petey Judy. Coach Bayshore is yelling out number two. Brownie gives over the cape. One on the left side. Up to Grant Kanapke.
Get in the big Trev.
Ryan Braun. Braun will get a screen by Trev. Couple shot by Grant Kanapke. Up. No good. So that'll be our half. We'll be back after this to talk about it here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Few stats here. Grant Kanapke has 6. Petey Judy has 3. Ryan Braun has 6. Cade Winnell has 2. And Noah Leonard has 2. That gives us our
scoring for
team.
For Laramie.
Yep. Number 11. What? I can't remember.
Brandon Wee has
3. Burning has 5. Braun has 7.
He has 2 years.
Burning has 2. Austin Siegel has 4. And Tyler Siegel has 5. They're honoring our school board members.
Mr. Mike Groovy, Vice President, 2 years.
Like I said, 27-19, Indians down 8. And Chase, I mean, we played okay, I'd have to say, in the first half. I mean, what do you think we got to clean up on to get a win out of here?
Yeah, I think the Indians played really hard. They competed out there, and they're down to an 8-point lead. I think it's because the shots aren't falling right now, and I think Petey and a couple other guys are settling for threes. I mean, I think Petey's the best when he's driving in and finishing inside rather than his threes. His threes will be there. He can get those whenever he wants. I mean, he shouldn't be getting both shots blocked, and that's what he's gotten. So the offense runs through him, so when he gets penetration, we can find guys like him and Bronny. I mean, just let them carry us. I mean, just looking for scoring, and defensively, I thought we played really well. I mean, we've only let the big Siegel boy, he hasn't done too much. I mean,
yeah,
really no one's killed us for them, and I'm happy with our defense. It's just shots aren't falling right now.
Yep, and really, Petey wasn't his first half last night, and really tonight hasn't been his half either. I mean, Grant showed 2 threes here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Grant's
got
to keep shooting.
Yeah, he's been in a slump since the beginning of the season. If he's not going to shoot, when is he ever going to get out of slump, Chase? I mean, it never will happen. And tonight he's shot 2 threes, which that's one of the better nights he's had, I'd have to say. And he's just got to keep shooting. I mean, he's a good player. He's a solid.
He's so athletic. Yeah,
and he can go. He can go somewhere far if he gets going. So I expect that to happen too. And especially next year with him and Pete. I mean, returning next year. I mean, they lose 3 seniors, which 3 big ones. But I mean, I think we could be good here in the next few years with Petey and Grant.
Yeah, Grant's gonna have to be a big part of that because he's got to step up.
Clay Schmitz, Terry Judy, Noah Leonard. I mean,
we got Regan and Ryan.
Yeah, we got a positive future, but we gotta keep building. So we're gonna take one more quick break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello,
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT-1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Cooper Farms Halftime Show, coming up on Fort Recovery Radio next week, Tuesday. The girls will host Franklin Monroe. JV game will only be two quarters. Thursday, the girls will host Parkway. Friday, the boys travel to Parkway. Saturday, boys and girls are both at Mississinewa Valley. So they're... Coach Feely sent out some max scores for Sales and Marion Local Up. Those are both halftime scores. Here at the fort, a halftime score, 27-19, Indians down. Scoring for the Indians first half, Grand Canapia has 6, Petey Judy has 3, Ryan Brown has 6, Cade Wino has 2, and Noah Leonards has 2. And JV lost a close one here earlier today, or earlier this evening. Good Fort Laramie team, and then JV just struggled, had a few kids foul at the end, and really couldn't make a push at the end. So,
yep. Couple scores around the league. Marion Local up 26-23 on St. Mary's. Coldwater trails by 2 against Van Wert at half. St. Henry down 4 to Walpock at half. And New Bremen trails by 5 against Jackson Center at half. And New Knoxville's down 8 at half against Fort Jennings. Another score of the MAC. Parkway down 4 at the half. And Versailles up big against Rushi.
So we're on going to one more quick break. Be back right after this here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys and girls home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Leonards, or Bill Bechtel.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Start of the second half. Fort Laramie gets the ball first. Give it over to the corner. Siegel will set a screen. Gives it over to number 45, Austin Siegel. He'll give it over to number 23, Bernie. Bring over to Dylan Brown. Up to Austin Siegel to the corner, Tyler Siegel. Back up top to Austin. Over to the right side. Can't read his number. Back up top to Austin Siegel. Over to Dylan Brown. Brown gives up to Siegel. Over to up top to Austin Siegel. Over to Dylan Brown. Dylan Brown's on cut baseline up. No good. Rebounded by
Burning. Burning has it in the corner. Now finds Tyler Siegel inside. He'll put it up. Bang. Good. Indians trail by 10.
Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has the ball. Top key. Here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Scoreboard says 29-19. Indians are down 10. Brian Braun finds Clay Schmitz. Clay will pop a shot up. No good. Derek G tips up. No good. So we'll go back to the Redskins.
Brandon Lee pushes it up the left side of the court. Now over to Tyler Siegel. Now Burning over to Braun. Brown will hold it on the right wing. Now skips Dawson Siegel. Now over to Brandewey. Brandewey finds Siegel. Larmy moving it around the three-point arc. Off Siegel finds Tyler Siegel, and he'll get fouled by Clay Schmitz. That'll be his third. So Noah's at the scores table to get him.
Foul be on Clay Schmitz, his third. Team's first of the half.
Siegel's at the line. First one's up and good.
30-19 our score. Noah Lawrence checks in for Clay Schmitz.
Tyler Siegel will get one more. He puts it up and good. So 31-19 for Laramie off to a quick start.
Brian Brown will give it up to Cade Wendell. Cade has the ball. Top key. Indians down 12. Cade gives it to Derek Judy on the right side. The screen by Ryan. Doesn't use it. Derek Judy, top key. Derek will give it over to Noah. To the corner. Cade Wendell stolen away by... Holy cow, there goes an iPad.
My brain will... Holy crap. An iPad just fell out of the... out of nowhere. About killed me and Reese. It looks to be all right.
Wow.
That's incredible. What the heck? Brandley has it for Laramie. Over to Burning. Burning skips it over to Braun. Braun tries to get inside. The ball goes out of bounds.
And go back.
I didn't know what that was. Heard a loud boom to my left and... freaking iPad.
Hope it's okay. It's the Fort Recovery iPad, so... Ball boys are struggling out there tonight, I guess. Cade Wendell bringing it up for the Indians.
Don't you just sit on a stand the whole time?
Yeah, you went just sit on the stand. I guess it fell off. But.
And then Bronny for three. Yep, no good. Rebounded by Bronny. Puts it up and good.
It's not like the iPad just completely fell off. It had a little holder to it.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Portland Army has the ball, burning on the right wing.
And Indians down 10.
Gives it over to Austin Siegel. Now over to Brown on the left wing. He gets a screen from Siegel. Now over to Tyler Siegel. Tyler Siegel gives it over to Brandewey. Brandewey swings around the arc. Over to Burning. Burning drives baseline. We'll have a foul on the floor. That'll be against Cade Wendell.
That'll be his second. Team's second and a half. And he's down 10 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance
third quarter.
Okay, student section here tonight.
Brandewey will trigger it in.
No clue what the theme is.
Gets it into Braun. Braun puts it up on Judy, and he'll have an and one.
Figure out the theme tonight. I'm red, white, and blue for a few, and I had to say red, white, and blue, I guess.
Yep.
Janie's just wearing a green shirt. Bill's just wearing a gray shirt. So, I mean,
yeah, what the heck?
Bronze set, free throw up, no good. Rebound by Petey Judy. Indians down 12 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Cade Wendell will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by
Burning. Burning pushes it the other way. Up to Bron. Bron travels. Ball go to the Indians.
On the floor for the Indians now, Petey, Judy, Cade, Wendell, Ryan, Braun, Trevor Vaughn, and Grant Kanamke.
Big Trev.
Big Trev, number four.
My number.
Chase Brooms. Grant Kanamke gets into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's going to make a move. Pop a 5-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Trevor Vaughn.
Oh, come on, Trevor.
Good.
Trevor, the great offensive board, just couldn't put the bunny in. Burning pushes it up, hands off to Rosengarten. He'll shoot three from the right wing and money. 36-21 that makes your score.
And Coach Baser is going to take a timeout. Let's take one with him here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Clayton Pearson checks in for Trevor Vaughn. Cadewell has the ball, gives the left side. Pearson over to corner, Kanapke up top to Petey. Petey into Ryan Braun and poked away. He'll go back to the Redskins.
Burning it away, stops at 10 feet. Now out to Braun for three. No good. Rebounded by Cade Wendell.
Cade will take it fast back his way. He's up to Petey. Petey will fire up a three up and good.
Petey GD. Gotta get him going.
Yep.
Burning has it. Up the right side of the floor. Guarded by Cade Wendell. 3.5 minutes to go. Stolen by Petey Judy. Dunk it. Nope. The other way for a layup. So
5 quick points there for Pete.
Yep. Indians cut the lead to 10. And Burning dribbles it up.
This is just like last night. Down 10 about third quarter, 3 minutes left.
And Bayshore was really ripping him and at that timeout. So hopefully that got the Indians going here a little bit.
Foul be on Cade Wendell, his third, team's third of, no, team's fourth of the half, my bad.
Brandewey triggers it in to Braun. Braun on the top, gives it over to Burning. Burning on the left wing.
will find Tyler Siegel on a slip screen. Nice play there. Easy basket for Siegel.
Makes our score at 38-26. Cade Wendell has it. Gives over to Grant. Oh, shoot, Grant. Yes. Thinks about three. Dylan Braun guarding him. Over to Petey. Into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun's going to make a move. Dish out to Grant. Grant in the corner. Finds Ryan back in the post. Ryan's going to turn baseline and puts up a shot. Up, no good. Rebound by Ryan. Puts up a
yes,
shot.
Sir.
Bang, good. Two-point basket. Ryan Braun.
Let's get some stops. Let's go. Burning brings it the other way. Gives it over to Brandwee. Brandwee will drive. Now over to Braun. Braun on the top will drive middle. Now tries to get to Tyler Siegel. Throws it out of bounds. Just a bad pass.
Derek Judy checking in for Cade Wendell.
Laramie's looking a little frustrated. That's when you got to go after him. You got to get a big run, cutting that 10-point
deficit. Davey Judy has the ball at 2:26 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Petey Judy giving over to Clayton Pearson to corner Derek Judy. Derek will give it up to Grant. Grant thinks about three. Fires over to Pete. Pete will fire up a three. Up and good. 3-point basket. Petey Judy. 8 points here in the third.
That one he didn't think about. He just fired it up. And that's stolen away by the Indians. Petey Judy gives it up to Clayton Pearson.
Clayton will hit Derek. Hit the three.
No good. Dylan Braun. Gosh, dang it. Indians trail by 7. Braun up the other way. Over to Brandwee. Back to Braun. Braun swings it to Rosengarten. Rosengarten up top to Burning. Burning holds it at the top. Now drives on Judy. Drives right in the lane. Up. No good. Rebounded by Petey.
Judy. Big quarter for Pete so far. Petey will bring it up.
Get a good one here.
Yep.
Need a bucket.
Petey Judy will make it.
There it is.
Middle. Pump
it. All the way up.
Let's go. Good. 2-point basket.
Petey taking over. Let's go.
Petey Judy. And Fort Laramie's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, third quarter.
Indians got it down to 5, so Burning brings it up. Now over to Braun. Braun will get a ball screen, choose not to use it, go right around the defense. Now out to Brandwee for 3 off the back, no good.
Rebound, Petey Judy.
Thank you.
So far, third quarter has belonged to Petey Judy. 10 points so far.
And a bunch of boards, too. Yeah.
Clayton Pearson will inbound it to Petey Judy. Indians down.
Chance to get it to a one-possession game. I'd hold it for one if you can.
That's a long time from now.
I think they can do it.
Petey will give it over to Grant. Over to the left side, Clayton Pearson. Clayton will hit Ryan Braun. The wing.
Nah,
back out to Clayton. Right. Clayton will fire up a three.
Oh, big shot by Clayton Pearson. How's that? And the bench is fired up, and so is this crowd, boys. Let's go. 43 seconds left. Indians trail by 2. Laramie has the ball burning on the right wing. An offensive foul on Austin Siegel. Laramie is frustrated, let me tell you.
And Coach Bayshore is pouring out one shot.
Yep, that's a great
big idea. Probably one of the biggest shots Clay Pearson's hit this year, a 3-point basket.
I was just like, what are you doing? Okay, boy.
30 seconds. Judy has the ball. 30 seconds left. P crosses the timeline. P, Judy guarded heavily. Brings it back out to that right corner. We're here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Laramie and the Indians 38-36. Indians down 2. 15 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Petey still got it up top. 10 seconds left. PG still
has it going. He's just going to drive.
Coach Bayshore's jump up and down. Calling out a play. P's going to pop a shot up. And good. A rebound by Siegel. Siegel's just going to hold it. Now under the quarter. And he's down two here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
And we're back here. Portside Fieldhouse. And he's down 2 now. Remember, coming up next week, girls host Franklin Monroe. Thursday, girls host Parkway. Friday, boys are at Parkway. And Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Mississinawam Valley.
Huge third quarter there for the Indians.
For sure, for Petey, Judy, 10 points and a lot of boards.
Indians have the ball.
The fourth quarter, Derek Judy, Grant Canapi, Clayton Pearson, Ryan Braun, and Petey Judy. Ryan Braun's going to fire up a 50-footer up. No good. Rebounded by the Skins.
Burning brings it up. Hands off to Dylan Braun. Braun back to Burning. Burning on the right wing. Now gets Braun on the cut. And he traveled with it. I didn't see the travel there, but he missed the layup anyways, so ball goes to the Indians.
Clayton Pierce will inbound it to Petey Judy, and we're in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians down 2. So far, Petey Judy has 13, lead score for the Indians. 10 that last quarter, so PG's going to fire him along.
Three up and go, let's go, Petey! Petey Judy, baby. Taking the Indians with their first lead.
In a long time.
Yep. So ball goes over to Braun. Braun on the right wing gets a screen from Siegel. Now picks it up. Back to Siegel. Siegel finds the other Siegel. Now back out to Burning. Burning for a wide open three and just left him wide open. That's in. So
yep.
Fort Laramie retakes the lead, 41-39.
That's Burning's first point since the first quarter. Petey Judy has the ball. Indians down 2 of a Burning 3. Petey will give it to Derek Judy on the right side. Back up top 2, Clayton Pearson over to Grant. Back to Petey.
I thought he was going to shoot that.
Petey over top 2, Clayton Pearson to the right side. Derek Judy. 2, Ryan Braun. Shoot it. Clayton Pearson.
Swing
to Grant. You got to find Pete. Clayton Pearson.
Clayton wants more. Come on.
Nope. Up, no good.
Rebounded Tyler Siegel. He gives it over to Burning. Burning will dribble it up. A little over 6 minutes left in the fourth. Burning will get a ball screen. Nope. He'll drive on Derek Judy all the way to the cup. And good. 5 straight points from Burning. That makes the score 43-39. Indians trail by 4.
Cade Wendell and Clay Schmitz check back in on the next dead possession. Petey Judy top of the key near the circle. Gives it to Grant.
And Grant
fire up a 3 up.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Grant Gnabke.
I mean, they're playing 2-3 zone, daring us to shoot. We're going to have to make shots, and we are. So
Indians down 1 now here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter.
Burning over to Brandoy. Brandoy gets the ball screen. Now swings it over to Burning. Burning, another 3 from the right side.
Oh,
in and
wow.
out.
And
it's about as close as you can get.
Petey Judy has the ball.
Shoot it, Pete. That's on him to shoot.
Over to Grant. Grant thinks about another 3. Gives it to Petey over to Ryan Brock. Shoot it!
Oh, my goodness.
Petey deep.
Clank.
Not so good.
Remounted.
Wow.
Tyler Siegel. Over to Burning. Burning will dribble it up. 5 minutes left. Indians trail by 1. Ball goes over to Miranda on the left wing. Now it's top to Austin Siegel. He'll swing at the Burning, now inside to Braun. Braun kicks it out to Siegel. Orlami swinging it around the arc. Brandwee gives it to Siegel. Over to Braun. Braun will get a ball screen. Now back it out. Over to Brandwee. Now over to Siegel. Now cutting Austin Siegel. Puts up a layup. No good. Indians caught a break there.
Grant Canapio will give it up to Derek Judy. Back to Grant.
Come on, Grant. Grant. Grant's getting hot. First three of the night.
Grant Canapio.
Ball goes over to Burning. 4:25 left in the game. Indians up by two.
I can tell he's going in from all the way up here on Indiana.
Brandwee has it on the left wing. Grant's telling him to shoot it. Brandwee all the way around.
Oh,
my goodness. We got a foul on Grant Canapke.
It's probably a foul, so.
It'll be his second. Team's fifth.
Yep. Cade Wendell and Clay Schmidt. Coming back in.
Haven't seen Clay in a while.
And Derek Judy and Clayton Pearson. Big, big shot by Clayton Pearson.
Yeah, good minutes from CP. He's fired up. Played hard and made a big three, so. Larmy has it underneath. He gets it into Braun. Braun on Petey.
Petey's really done well with Braun tonight.
Braun
and up.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the board, Clay.
Clay's got the Clay. Board.
And Petey Judy comes back up with it.
Holy cow, our fans are going nuts.
Petey Judy has the ball. It looks like the Redskins are back in man-to-man off a few threes by the Indians.
No, if they're just going to sit in the zone,
we're going to
waste time.
Yeah.
Or just sit there and waste as much time.
Yep, Ryan Braun hits.
And if he's in open lug, shoot it.
Up top to Cade Wendell. Takes some time off the clock. Indians up two here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. Cade Wendell hits Ryan Braun left side. Ryan Braun would drive middle.
Kick it out.
Kick it out. To Clay Schmidt.
Play for three. I don't know why we're rushing that shot. Air ball goes the other way. Burning has it. Now over to Braun. Braun gets the screen from Siegel. Now over to Austin Siegel. Now over to Burning. Burning will drive middle, spin left, puts up a shot.
Wow.
And one. That ties it up with a chance to take the lead for Fort Laramie. And we're going to have a timeout from Fort Laramie, so we'll take one with them.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Indians and Laramie, Fort Laramie Redskins tied up here at 45. 3:08 left here in a Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. So far for the Indians this quarter, Grant has 6, PD has 3, and for the Redskins, Bernie has all 7 points they've scored. And he has a chance for an ace. His free throw is up. No good. Ball don't lie. And Ryan Brown comes up with it.
We about fought over it.
All knotted up here. 45 all in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Petey Judy has the ball. He's going to drive. Dish out to Grant.
Grant's going to
fire up a three. Up.
Oh.
No good. Rebounded by. Well, I don't know why we're rushing threes.
I know.
And Lauren will take it back their way.
Burning has it. Top of the key. Gets the ball screen from Tyler Siegel. Now over to Austin Siegel. He'll get it inside to Tyler Siegel. He takes one dribble and ball's loose out to Burning now. Standing inside his chance to take it away. Ball goes over to Brandwee in the corner. Brandwee gets the screen. Now up top. Swing all the way around the arc to Burning. He'll drive baseline. Now kicks out to Brandwee over to Braun. Braun will drive left baseline. Up and good.
So the Indians will take it back their way. Down two. Cade Wendell has the ball. Gives over to Petey Judy. 2 minutes left here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Cade Wendell get it to Ryan. Ryan Braun tip Petey Judy. Petey gives it back to Ryan. Ryan with the three.
in. No good.
Oh. Rebound by John Braun.
He gives it off to Burning.
And yet, Burning the dribbles it up. And yet the Indians are still rushing three, so.
Yeah, I know.
Oh!
Ball goes off the hands of Braun, but he gets it back. He drives in and gets a foul called. A little bit of an acting job. Minute 37 left. Two shots. That's awful. How was that two shots? And that's not the guy we want to get to the line either. First one's up and good. Coach Bayshore frustrated. Braun will get his second one. He's being good.
He's got to stop.
No.
I mean,
because he wants a call. It's 7-2 in fouls. He'll get a call, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Coming up. I mean, there's a point where you got to get in the rest a little bit.
Yeah. Brian Braun has the ball. Top of key. Gives the left side. Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell up to Grant Kanapke. Get him off. Oh, to Ryan Braun to Cade. Cade will fire up a two. Long. Rebound by Dylan Braun.
Foul anyone but Braun. If I'd foul now, foul him. Foul him.
Foul him, Grant.
That's the guy you wanted right there, Brandoy. Ball goes over to Austin Siegel underneath. Kicks it out to Brandoy. Now over to Braun. I mean, we're down four, and they're just.
The Bears! Oh, my.
I don't know if it was tipped. Hey, I don't know why we're not fouling. Ball's out of bounds. It'll be Larmy ball. Brandoy's going to trigger it in. I mean, we just let 20 seconds go off the clock. We're down four. And we didn't even try to foul. Don't foul Braun. Braun has it. He dribbles around the defense. Now over
foul
to Burning.
Foul him!
Burning will get fouled by Grant Kanapke. It'll be Grant's fourth. And Burning, I mean, Burning's a really good free throw shooter, too, so.
He is 1-for-2 tonight, or 1-for-3 tonight.
Indians down 4. Burning's first one up is good.
Seconds left, innings down 5. Burning second one is up and good.
Petey Judy has the ball.
We gotta go.
Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun to Cade Wendell. Cade up to Grant. Grant will get a screen by Pete. Grant's gonna fire up a 3 up. No good. Rebounded by Siegel. And we foul going back the other way. Cade Wendell fouls out.
Who's going to leave the play?
Derek Judy will check in for Cade Wendell. He needs down 6 with 38 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Tyler Siegel at the line. First one up is good. 52-45. Tyler's second one is up and good. So, Brian Braun went down to Petey Judy. 35 seconds left. Redskins are in their zone.
What are we doing?
Ryan Braun.
We act like
he has the ball.
5 minutes left.
Gives it to Grant Kanapke. Grant won't give it over to Clay. Man, is anyone going to shoot anytime today? Puts up a shot and will be fouled by Clay Schmidt. So Tyler Siegel will go back to line. So that'll be Clay's His fourth, team's 10th.
Tyler Siegel at the line, shooting two. And the fouls right now are Indians 10 and Fort Laramie 2.
Yep.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but.
Nope.
Indians down 9 now. And Tyler puts up his second. Up. No good. Rebound by Burning. Is that Burning?
Ooh, yeah. A foul on Clay Schmitz. That's his fifth. What? What just happened? We got a technical on Clay?
Yeah.
I didn't even think Clay was saying anything. At the point when he was walking off and they called a technical, I didn't even see Clay's mouth moving.
So, no answers on. This group's awful.
I don't know what he said, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brandoy's free throw is no good.
So, Indians going to lose another tough one tonight.
Brandon's second free throw is good. Is that you? Tapping your foot?
Yeah.
Can you quit? You're driving me nuts.
So, Dylan Brown will shoot the technical free throws. His first one is up and good.
Quit jumping your phone.
Shut up.
And Dylan will get a second.
Puts it up.
And good. So, gives the Redskins a 12-point lead and then
yeah,
get the
this,
ball back. So.
The score is going to look bad, but really it was anyone's game with yeah. like a minute to go. Yeah. So.
Yep, so Siegel checks out and Rosengarten checks back in.
And Brown will have it with 20 seconds left, and they'll probably just run it out, and they will, so.
Indians only scored 9 that fourth quarter.
And clock's running out. So that'll do it here. Indians lose 57-45, and we'll be back with a recap and some quick stats.
Right after this, you're in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball game.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians lose another tough one by 12. I mean, what like Chase said during this, during that last 30 seconds or whatever, I mean, this game was a lot closer than what the scoreboard shows.
Yeah, it was anyone's ball game with a little over a minute to go, and Indians just collapsed. I mean,
fouls here and there and missed shots, rush shots, and they lose by 12. Just didn't play well enough throughout the whole game. Their third quarter was excellent. Third quarter was, the Indians played some of the best basketball I've seen them play all year, and just didn't play well enough over the course of the game to beat a team like Fort Laramie.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight they played well enough to beat most teams, but just not good enough to beat Fort Laramie tonight.
Looking at the scoreboard, I mean, we had three guys with more than 10 points. Ryan Brown had going over scoring stats. Kanacki had 12. Judy had 16. Ryan Brown had 10. Clayton Pearson had 3. Noah Lawrence had 2. And Cade Wendell had 2. I mean, that's, we haven't seen that. Three over 10 or more. I mean, we haven't seen that this whole season. I mean, we just fell apart, like you said, in the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, there's a few foul calls. I mean, look at the foul total right now. It's 10-2, and that doesn't make any sense to me. So
yeah, I know. Both teams playing aggressive, and it comes out with 10-2 fouls. I mean,
I think the Indians played well enough to win this game, but, I mean, like you said, I mean, they would probably beat most MAC teams tonight if they played, so.
Yeah, and they just got a little impatient at the end. Just
firing threes.
They fell in love. I mean, granted, they made a bunch of threes in the third quarter, but they just fell in love with it in the fourth, just shooting some kind of dumb shots, and just they weren't falling, so.
So we're going to take a break here on the Brick Street Tavern post-game show here on Fort Covering Internet Radio.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians lose another tough one, down, lost by 12. I would have to say this was a closer game than.
Hey, you got this. I don't know how they want to say anything else.
Okay. I'll give him that headset or whatever. Give him that one right there. We are joined now by Coach Bayshore. Coach, I mean, just another tough. Can't hear. Give him your headset. I'll just talk to him. Now we're joined by Coach Bayshore. I mean, another tough loss. I mean, really, like Chase was saying, Coach, it was a closer game than 12-point game at the end.
I think it was 2 minutes left. We were tied with the number one team in the state. I'm not a big fan of moral victories. I mean, it got to be 12 because we fouled at the end, and then the whatever that technical was, I'm not even sure what that was on Clay. But, I mean, it's a physical game. I don't even know if we how many free throws we even shot tonight. I think that's I can't say it was 10.
Six.
Yikes. In a physical game, when they're playing physical just like we are. And, I mean, that's neither here nor there. We had some poor shot selection down the stretch, I thought. Not that they were kids that we don't want shooting, but they were a little quick in the offense. I thought we settled too early. But, I mean, that Laramie is a team. They're going to be at state in D4. There's no question in my mind about that. But like I said, I'm not a fan of moral victories, but to come from 12 down and we had to lead back on them and stuff, it's just...
Remember the foul total at the end was 10-2, and that's not... I mean, you were saying a lot to them, but I mean, that's the honest truth. I mean, how can you give 8,000? It's a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to make some better decisions, and we got to not have that little lapse there in the first half where it got to 8 or 9. We're getting close. You know, I think the boys were happy with how we were able to compete this weekend, but we're unhappy that we didn't come out on top.
Yep, and really, next week, you mean a good Parkway team, are they okay?
They had Marion down at the half, so they can play. They're going to play extremely hard. So it's one of those things where you can't go over there and fall asleep for 5 or 6 minutes, or you're going to find yourself having to play catch-up. And then Massinawa has a fantastic guard in the Bowman kid on Saturday. So, I mean, it's not easy the rest of the way by any means. I mean, it's just... It's frustrating because I can see how we can play with really, really good teams, and then it's just frustrating to not be able to come out on top at the end.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us. And we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with some stats right back here on Brick Street Tavern post-game show.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, and he's losing another tough one tonight. Down, they lost by 12, scoring tonight. Konecki at 12, Petey Judy at 16, Ryan Brown at 10, Clayton Pearson at 3, Cade Wendell at 2, and Noah Lawrence at 2. So that's going to send us out of here. Final score, 57-45, and he's losing a tough one. Good night from the Fort, here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Radio wants to thank our growing number of loyal listeners, and we appreciate your comments about the great variety of music and the local news and information. And remember, if you have an event to promote and you want us to help you promote it at no charge, email us at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com, and we will be happy to help you promote your event right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And once again, thank you to all our loyal listeners for listening.